اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم
صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quranic Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network, in the presence of some of the students of Sevier International Schools. Here we have Fawad Haider, Hassan Nasrullah, right?
Yes.
And Hussein Ruhullah, yeah?
Yes.
And Brother Ali Nasir. So I really welcome you all here in this session. Welcome. And salam, how are you? Good, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah.
Everyone is fine. Yes. That's great. So, brothers and sisters, as you're listening to us, inshallah, in this session, again, we're going to hold a very important Quranic session for you. Inshallah, we'll be explaining, as previous sessions, we'll be explaining, inshallah, some of the verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. Then we'll be working on the Tajweed rules. And we will be reciting and practicing, inshallah, these verses with Tajweed rules.
Let's recite the Quran.
بسم ربك الذي خلق.
So friends, today inshallah we'll be working on Ayah 45 of Surah Al-Baqarah. All right?
Yes.
Inshallah,
yes.
The same as previous sessions, we'll be having a short explanation about this ayah, and then we'll work on the Tajweed rules and also the recitation of this ayah. Before we start, everyone, if you're ready, let's listen to the recitation. Great. Alhamdulillah. Thanks to the reciter. May Allah Almighty bless him, inshallah. Now I will be reciting and make sure you repeat after me. All right? One, two, three. Brothers and sisters who are listening to us, first and foremost, thanks so much for being with us. And now, please listen and repeat, inshallah, after us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
واستعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
واستعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
وإنها لكبيرة إلا على الخاشعين.
وإنها لكبيرة إلا على الخاشعين.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. Two very important points at the very beginning of this ayah. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. So, Allah Almighty says, and take recourse or ask for help, okay, in patience and prayer. Okay? This is important. This is kind of difficult to understand. Ask for help or استعانة. Okay, استعانة means to ask for help
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. Alright, إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. Only we worship you, and we only ask you to help us or for help. Okay. Now Allah Almighty says that ask or go for help or ask help from prayer and patience. Isn't it? Is it tawheed? We are supposed to. We say in the Surah Al-Hamd, Surah Al-Fatiha, we say, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Here we should ask for help from namaz, prayer. Here we should ask for like for help from prayer. We have to ask to help us from patience. Isn't it shirk?
Huh? He means no. To do these things.
Uh-huh.
To get helped.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not called shirk. Why? Because even if we do patience, even if we perform patience, okay, even if we tolerate things, okay, it's because of the command of Allah Almighty. And also we pray. We pray to Allah Almighty. Do not pray to anything else to for example, change it to a shirk action. Yes?
Yes.
So it is tawheed.
Yeah.
Because Allah Almighty commands us to do so, and we are asking for help from prayer, and because we know that the prayer is a command of Allah Almighty to do. It's just connected to Allah Almighty. It's not something separate from Allah. If something is separate from Allah Almighty, that's shirk. Look, for example, if you ask, for example, your Imam of Time, that, oh, Imam of Time, help me, and you think your intention is this, your belief is this, that the Imam of Time helps you, and he is the only one who helps you. By his own, he helps you, okay? By himself. So it's not because of Allah Almighty that he helps you. We do not believe like this, yes? Do we believe this way?
No.
No,
we believe that even if the Imam of Time, our Prophet, Lady Zahra, all the Imams, even if they help us, it's all because of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty let them help us. All right? Allah Almighty gave them the power. So we should understand this, okay? So now here, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ, we, for example, take recourse, we ask for help from prayer and patience. It doesn't mean that we separately think like they are just separate things from the Allah Almighty, okay? No, they are connected. They are because of Allah Almighty. We think Imam Ali alayhi salam helps us. He can help us because Allah Almighty let him do so. It is called tawassul, and tawassul is not shirk.
Yes.
Okay, it's because we ask for help and we believe that Allah Almighty is the everything. Okay, so that's not shirk. وَاسْتَعِينُ بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. The narration said that sabr here means sawm, fasting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fasting. Imam Ali alayhi salam, whenever he had a hard time, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he was going and doing prayers. And he was fasting. You remember, you might know that story of when Imam Hassan alayhi salam and Imam Hussein alayhi salam, they got sick.
Yeah,
they got ill. And Lady Zahra and Imam Ali alayhi salam had a hard time. So what did they do?
They fast.
Okay, that, oh Allah Almighty, we fast for 3 days. So may inshallah you give health. Yes?
Yes.
To our kids. And they did so. And yes, what happened? Yes?
Yes?
So they fulfilled their promise and Allah Almighty gave health to them. Now, then Allah Almighty says, وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. And doing the prayer is something kind of, indeed it is a difficult thing, okay? A difficult thing, doing prayer. Except for those who are humble, for those who are really believers to Allah Almighty, humble people.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with let's recite the Quran.
So guys, let's go for the tajweed rules, okay? So sample tajweed rules are here. Wasta'inu, make sure it's the word istaeenu, okay? It's a verb. And if you start from this, because here when you read it with waw, you skip that hamzatul wasl. But if you start from the word istaeenu, you put a kasra,
kasra
at the bottom of the letter hamza.
Yes.
Istaeenu. Why? Because the third letter has, Hussein? Is that?
It has amma.
Kasra.
Kasra, kasra. It has kasra.
No, fatha.
Uh-huh, fatha, yes.
Because the third letter has, Hussein?
Fatha.
Fatha, ta. Ista'inu. Bis sabri. Was sala. Aha. Sabri, make sure it's lightly pronounced. Was sala. In the previous sessions, I remember I told you that if you stop at a word having ta marbuta,
it changes.
Yeah, ta marbuta will be changed to
ha.
Ha and the harakat, whatever harakat that has. Fatha, kasra, dhamma. Tanwin, fatha, tanwin, kasra, tanwin, dhamma will be changed to
fatha.
Sukoon.
What are you doing with this fatha? I don't know. Okay. Wasta'inu bisabri was?
Salah.
Salah. All right.
Yes.
Jim is there, and Jim tells you that you can make a pause. It's jaiz. You're allowed to do so. وَإِنَّهَا نُون مُشَدَّتْ إِدْغَام لَكَبِيرَةٌ لَكَبِيرَةٌ تَنْوِين ضَمَّ Then Hamza. Hamza is from throat letters. What rule is applied, Hassan? Do you know? تَنْوِين ضَمَّ plus Hamza.
Izhar.
Izhar, the rule Izhar is applied. Izhar means as if you do not apply any rule. Wa innaha lakabiratun illa. All right? No, not lakabiratun or whatever. No other harak.
Yes.
So we had these expressions. No change.
Yes.
No change. No hide. No merge.
Yes.
Is called?
Izhar.
No change, no, no hide, no merge, equals to the rule idhar.
Yeah,
simple. So, وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى
الْخَاشِعِينَ
So, I want everyone to recite this ayah today. Inshallah, we have a little time. So, I want everyone to recite. Okay, Ali Nasir, we start from you, please. Bismillah, and recite this ayah.
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واستعينوا بالصبر والصلاة وإنها لكبيرة إلا على الخاشعين
أحسنت ما شاء الله تقبل الله great حسن
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِئِينَ
Ahsan, thank you so much. So, time is running out and we will see inshallah in the coming sessions, okay? Thank you so much for joining us today, brothers and sisters who've been listening to us. Fawad and Hussein, inshallah next sessions you will be reciting, okay?
Yes.
Okay. We will say bye-bye to our friends and inshallah may Allah protect you all from all evils. Thank you so much. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
وموعظة ونور، فيه شفاء للصدور، وشفيعنا يوم النشور. آياته تروي المدى، وصفاته نبع الهدى، نلقى الجنان بحبه، لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به. هو القرآن والفرقان، إليه تنصت الأكوان، وفيه